Practice Test 6. Listening. Part 2. In this part of the test, you will hear 4 short talks. After each talk, you will hear some questions about it. Before each talk begins, you will have time to preview the questions that are printed in the test booklet. Read the questions silently. Then listen to the talk. You can take notes in the booklet. Then listen to each question and choose the best answer from the answer choices. Mark your answers. You should mark A, B, C, or D. There are a total of 20 questions about the 4 short talks. Look at the questions. Then listen to a live radio broadcast from a concert in aid of hurricane victims.
Good evening. This is John Fletcher on Music Radio 70 FM. I'm speaking to you from King's Hall, where a very special concert is about to start to raise money for victims of last month's hurricane in the south of the country. We're going to be hearing some terrific singers and musicians tonight. All of them have kindly volunteered their time and are performing free of charge. Hurricane Jade was the worst natural disaster this country has seen for many years. The storm destroyed everything in its path. Roofs were blown off, boats were sunk in the harbor, trees were knocked down, crops were ruined. An estimated 5,000 people have been left homeless. Many people, including families with young children, are still living in tents, and with winter on the way, they really need our help. The money we raise will help repair their homes and provide medical supplies that are urgently needed. Tonight's concert is our chance to do something. Over $300,000 has already been raised from ticket sales, but we're hoping to raise even more money this evening. Those of you at home can also do your bit. Is there a special song you'd like to hear? Call our special hotline, 1-500-500-2435, to make your request and say how much you are donating. At the end of the evening, our singers will sing the 3 songs that raise the most money. Of course, you can call to pledge a donation even without a request. Lines will be open till midnight. The number again is 1-500-500-2435.
Number 31. How are the singers and musicians helping to raise money? Number 32. According to the reporter, how has the hurricane affected many people? Number 33. What are the organizers planning to do with the money raised? Number 34. How can the listeners at home help? Look at the questions. Then listen to a science teacher talking to her class.
Okay, class, settle down. I have an important announcement. We have a field trip coming up soon that I think you'll really enjoy. On November 16th, we're going to the Museum of Science and Industry in Chicago. Have any of you been there before? A few, I see. It's a great museum, isn't it? There are a lot of fascinating exhibits, all to do with science and inventions. There's an actual German submarine from World War II on display, working robots, and some amazing interactive exhibits about the human body, including a giant-sized heart that you can walk through. You will have some free time to wander around, and of course you can drop into the gift shop or the cafe before the day is over. But there are a couple of sections we'll visit together. When we get there, we'll take a tour of a model coal mine and learn about coal as a source of fuel. We go down 50 feet to get into the mine. It's very realistic. This exhibit relates to the next topic we will cover this semester, which is energy. The other exhibit we will all see as a group is the Space Center. That covers everything to do with America's space program, but the highlight is the actual Apollo 8, which flew the first astronauts to the moon. This is of particular interest after the project work we've been doing on space technology recently. So here are the consent forms for the field trip. You need to bring these back signed by your parent or guardian Monday at the latest. Now, let's move on.
Number 35. What does the teacher emphasize about the museum? Number 36. What can visitors to the museum enter? Number 37. What will the group do all together? Number 38. What does the speaker say is especially impressive in the Space Center? Number 39. What is the speaker's main purpose? Number 40. What does the teacher ask the students to do at the end of the talk? Look at the questions, then listen to a talk to some new employees.
Good morning, everyone. Sorry to have kept you waiting. The traffic this morning was awful. There was a terrible accident on the highway and everything was backed up for miles. But I see it's given everyone a chance to get to know each other. We've got quite a lot to get through this morning, so I'll dive right in. I'd like to welcome you all to our team. Clover's is one of the most popular restaurants in the area. It goes without saying that our food is great. In addition, we take great pride in our service. For the first 2 weeks, you'll be working alongside one of our more experienced waiters. They will show you the ropes and make sure you maintain our high standards. We have prepared an information pack for you with safety rules and regulations, our dress code, and our policies on tips. I'll be giving these out in a moment. We found it's much clearer for everyone when things are written down. A word or two about something that is not mentioned in the information pack. Sunday afternoon, we do a buffet out on the veranda. There's a play area for under fives and special treats for children. Your role is a bit different on those days. As it's self-service, you only serve drinks and set and clear tables. And it's also your job to create a welcoming atmosphere for families. Experience has shown us that satisfied customers from these lunches are likely to become regular diners. We operate extended hours then, and you will be required to work a longer Sunday shift at least twice a month. Okay, can you pass these packs around?
Number 41. Why does the speaker apologize? Number 42. When did the participants get to know each other? Number 43. Why will the speaker give them an information pack? Number 44. What must the waiters do on Sunday at lunchtime? Number 45. What is the speaker's purpose? Number 46. What does the speaker mean when he says,
"It goes without saying that our food is great"?
Look at the questions. Then listen to a review on a radio arts program.
Good evening and welcome to Spotlight on Theater. On tonight's program, we are going to review a show called War Horse, which has been playing to packed houses. It's proving to be just as popular here in New York as it has been in London, where the show was first staged. War Horse is based on a novel for children, and it's about a special friendship between a boy called Albert and his horse Joey. Albert trains Joey to work on his father's farm. But then World War I breaks out, and the horse is sold to the British Army and taken to France. At that time, of course, horses were still used on the battlefield. Albert runs away to join the army in the hope of finding Joey. The play follows the amazing adventures of both horse and boy and the friends they make. It's a moving story with beautiful songs, but the most extraordinary thing about it is the horses, which are actually puppets. Now, don't let the word puppet put you off. This is not Pinocchio. These are life-size creations made of steel, leather, and wire. Each one is controlled by three puppeteers who operate them in such a way that they almost seem real. They stamp their hooves, swish their tails, and they can even gallop. You may have seen the movie version of the story. That was made with real horses. But I think watching these incredible puppets come to life is much more thrilling. The production has won many awards, including one for Best Direction and a special award for the designers. War Horse is playing until...
Number 47. What is the woman reviewing? Number 48. What is the speaker's opinion of War Horse? Number 49. Why does the speaker mention awards? Number 50. What does the speaker mean when she says,
"Now don't let the word puppet put you off"?